This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
As Liberia continues to recover from the Ebola crisis, the World Bank Group says that nearly 20% of Liberians who had stopped working have begun to return to work. They say that this is a sign of progress, but also reveals the magnitude of the challenges ahead. The group's latest round of cell phone surveys shows a substantial percentage of people working prior to the Ebola outbreak still remain out of work. Self-employed people continue to be the hardest hit by the crisis because of a lack of working capital and the lack of customers. Health officials monitoring the first use of an experimental antiviral drug on Ebola patients in Guinea say early results show modest improvement in survival rates among those recently infected with the virus. Researchers at the retrovirus conference in Seattle say that 2 months ago, patients with early onset of the virus had a 70% survival rate. Among early onset patients receiving the experimental drug favipiravir, the survival rate has increased to 85%. The drug is also called Avigan. Avigan is made by a Japanese company, Toyama Chemical. It was approved in Japan last year for treating flu. Tests suggest it also may work against other viruses. Anti-Ebola tests of the drug began in December among 69 adults and teenagers and will continue in order to determine its safety and effectiveness in fighting the virus. The Secretary General of the Alliance for International Medical Action, Augustin Aguirre, says the drug should be made available to other treatment centers. However, other experts say these results are preliminary. They caution that improved survival rates among those who receive early care may also be improved because of improved rehydration procedures and other factors. At the start of the epidemic, survival rates were 26%. The tests of Avigan are being conducted in treatment centers operated by Doctors Without Borders, also known as MSF. Others involved in the study include the aid group Alliance for International Medical Action, the French Public Health Agency INSERM, and the European Commission for Research, Science and Innovation. In other news, in Sierra Leone, the director of an orphanage for children whose parents have died of the virus have been admitted to a local treatment center with Ebola. Augustine Becker of the St. George Foundation collapsed during a staff meeting last week and was carried to the clinic by staff members. He is reported in stable condition. The 33 children and 7 staff are under voluntary quarantine as they wait for more news of Becker's condition. And more on this story, VOA's James Batty spoke with Tina Davis, the pillar lead for child protection, gender and psychosocial at the Sierra Leone's National Ebola Response Center. She says that there is no cause for alarm as everything is under control at the orphanage.
One of the social workers proven positive of EVD, which is the Ebola virus disease, and as a preventative measure, because he was at the orphanage at a meeting last Wednesday. So we thought to actually line list these children and make sure that they are not in and out if there is any transmission, ensuring that it's been contained within that environment.
Is there anyone in that orphanage that has contracted the disease?
No one that lives within that. It's just a worker that's shown positive, but he doesn't live there. He comes and goes. But in terms of the children themselves and other work colleagues, nobody's exhibited any signs or symptoms at the moment.
And how long is the quarantine supposed to last?
21 days.
You said the entire staff will have to go under the 21-day quarantine?
21-day quarantine, all those who've had contact with him.
The other day, the government was going door to door to find out whether there was some dead bodies, Ebola dead bodies. How is it going? Was that a successful program?
It is successful, but just to say that most of the dead bodies in the community are not EVD positive, which is a good thing, meaning that our line listing and our surveillance has been quite robust. A lot improved as opposed to like a month ago, wherein you'll be having like 7% or up to 12% of corpses proving positive of EVD. So most of them now that have been swabbed, they're negative. Although it was 1%, it's gone to 3%, but not significant rise.
How would you assess now the Sierra Leone government's, the effort to control the virus in Sierra Leone? Would you say that the numbers are decreasing or are they still the same or what?
Well, the numbers are decreasing, although there are times because of a sort of outburst in certain areas, it's going up. But then people who've understood the trend of Ebola, it's going through its normal kind of bumpy ride, as you say, ups and downs, until it would have. I know a few days we were going on single digits, but now it's going to double us. But then it's basically between 10 and 20 at the moment.
So in Freetown, the numbers, in Freetown, would the numbers be reducing? And what about the outlying areas?
It's the country as a whole. So the in terms of the cases per day, it's between, say, 10 to 20, because for a few days, the whole country we only had like 5, 4. But yesterday we had, I think, 15, and today we've got 14. So it's around the 20 range or slightly below.
How would you compare that number to when Ebola was at its peak?
Oh, God, we've come a long way. We wouldn't compare because we used to have 60-something, hundreds, you know, like 100 and something today. But now we've come a long way, basically. We've seen, as I said, we've seen single figures and only for a few days we're going to double. So there's been great improvement in terms of the numbers and the response itself.
You know, schools are supposed to open in Sierra Leone. I think that's next week. That's March 2nd. How prepared are your people?
Well, that was the plan. But as we go into the decontamination of schools that were used for holding centres and stuff like that, ongoing, but not quite completed. So I'm sure the government will have to review that to see whether it is visible for schools to reopen this March or whether they have to extend it. Well, then the government will have to make that decision based on, obviously, advice from the Merck and the situation in general.
Tina, I want to go back to the orphanage that's been quarantined. The orphanage has children and it has staff. So yes. When you say the entire orphanage has been quarantined, does that include the children?
It includes the children because the children makes up the orphanage. We have 30 children there at the moment, about 18 boys and 12 girls. We have 6 under 5. But then we had survivors working there as well. So there is no cause for alarm at the moment because no one is within the sense. And some systems being put in place, things are under control at the orphanage.
That was Tina Davis, the pillar lead for child protection, gender and psychosocial with Sierra Leone's National Ebola Response Center. She was speaking with VOA's James Barty from the capital, Freetown.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.
Ibugire garqwatsi Ndi nyamibwa wetina Ibugire garwagiri Ji nyamibwa wetina Nyakare